It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
It is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily,
the news.
The news that your mother-in-law probably already posted that you saw on Facebook. Hello, speaking of Facebook, our Hank Facebook Livers. Come on, Hanksters, have fun in the comments section, everybody.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Well, in case you didn't see it on Facebook, Kid Rock posted a clip of himself standing by a swimming pool in his backyard and saluting a pair of helicopters from the U.S. Army. That was yesterday. And now the U.S. Army is investigating why two of their helicopters were hovering outside Kid Rock's mansion in Tennessee. That of which he calls the Southern White House, he says in a caption to the video. Seems like he knew this was going to happen because it was at the ready and somebody was obviously filming it while he was standing out by his pool. By his mini Statue of Liberty, by the way, that overlooks his pool.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course.
America.
It's a whole aesthetic.
That's that right there. He said, this is a high level of respect. God bless America and those that have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend her. And then he saluted the helicopters as they were there. But an officer in the Army said an investigation has been initiated. They were flying a route in the Nashville area for training purposes. His Southern White House mansion, as he calls it, was not evidently on the route. So they kind of took a detour just to go by and buzz the tower. But Kid Rock himself says he didn't think anybody gets in trouble for it. He says, my buddy is commander-in-chief. They stopped for seconds, maybe a minute. It was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting any of that. Thought it was pretty neat.
So is there any chance this is AI? Because everything else is in this world?
There's one guy that I don't think knows how to probably procure some AI images. Well,
ba-ding-a-ding.
We'll have more.
Diggy.
No doubt. At 7:47 today with our weekly Trump Day.
MAGA.
There you go.
So go ahead and click the Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly relationship button back to the off position. Sources tell TMZ the brunette bombshell has thrown down the gauntlet against her baby daddy and blocked him from Instagram. It's like the ultimate diss.
Mm.
This is like scratching somebody's face out
in
a yearbook photo. Mm-hmm. Apparently, comments from MGK have disappeared, namely ones that read, I'm stoked we had a baby. That's something to be stoked about.
Bruh.
Yeah, he is a Rhodes Scholar in his spare time. They parted ways in 2024, reunited, had a baby last year. Apparently can't get it together.
Mm.
Sorry. It's Man. Love gone wrong.
All right. I flipped the button to the off position.
Thank you.
We're no longer go fly.
Yeah, keep your finger on the trigger, unless you're Kid Rock. Stay away from the helicopter.
Let's do a little bit of
sports.
Right here. I love the sports.
Well, I didn't love this last night. TCU got routed.
Rude.
In the women's NCAA March Madness tournament. That game out there on the left coast. So a late tip-off in South Carolina ends up winning their sixth straight Final Four. But hey, UT is still kicking. So there you go.
That's right.
And in Dallas Cowboys news, Shotty, head coach Brian Schottenheimer, said he's been talking to Dak a bunch since he called off the wedding and says he is, quote, in good spirits and in a good spot and headspace after canceling the wedding.
So he's engaged, but not engaged?
He's engaged with, the right thing that we care about this year.
Everyone's invited.
See?
Yeah, that'll clear your mind a little bit, won't it?
So Tyler Perry, director, filmmaker, all the things. Well, he tried to do a very good deed by giving out 1,000 gift cards to the friendly neighborhood TSA agents at the local Atlanta airport. But officials are saying not so fast, because employees are now being asked to return them for a very good reason. Officers are prohibited from receiving gifts at screening locations.
Mm.
The shutdown's still not over, but they are being paid. So that's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure everything's going to be back to normal. Lickety-split. We should ask the Don about that.
I wonder what the gift cards were, too.
I don't know.
Are they just something good? Are they just generic gift cards? Or
I don't know. Maybe The Warehouse. Like they're from like 89.
Walden Books.
The B. Dalton bookseller.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you have lots of time.
Well, she got some gifts. And on Saturday, Reba turned 71. We celebrated it here all weekend at Hank FM. And she celebrated it in a big way. All due to her still fiancé, Rex Lynn.
They're so in love.
And she says on a trip to Las Vegas that Rex just whisked her to one thing after another. And officially, Reba says that I put my 71st birthday as the best birthday of my entire life. So during their trip, they took in Cirque du Soleil there on the Las Vegas Strip. Then they went over to the Sphere and watched The Wizard of Oz. But none of those were her favorite, according to Reba. That honor went to her buddy Vince Gill, who's hanging out with the Eagles.
Oh.
And they performed in this Sphere right there. Said Rex knocked it out of the park, and it's already planning next year's birthday. Yeah, good luck with that, buddy. Yeah, that's the problem. You set the high bar.
I know.
And then you end up like Machine Gun Kelly.
And when's the last time you did any whisking with your bride?
Hey, the relationship is still in the on button position, happy to say.
Well, we're watching it. You know, KB, we know you and the missus love the Costco.
Mm.
And now they have upped their liquor game. The big box store, they were selling bottles of bourbon based on that hot dog and soda combo that you can get for $1.50.
Mm.
It's a single malt variety called I Got the Dog in Me. Apparently, this was a meme. I missed this one. I can't keep up with all the things with the kids.
Yeah.
It's not 6-7. So only available at the Washington, D.C. stores, but it sold out lightning quick.
Uh-oh.
Despite the price tag of $85.99 and features the lunch combo right there on the label.
Awful close to Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
Up there.
I got the dog and me the liquor.
There are a lot of people wanting to get to see George Strait. Of course, he's playing up here in about a month in Lubbock, but then it'll be April 9th there at the Moody Center in Austin. And this is interesting. There's a South Texas blood drive. Actually, South Texas blood and tissue donors can use the promo code George when scheduling an appointment, and anyone who donates blood between, well, now and April 4th can enter for a drawing for 2 floor-level tickets to see George Strait.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So
don't bleed. Come
go ahead
on,
down
people.
There. I looked it up, by the way. You can safely donate blood about every 4 to 6 weeks. 56 days.
Are you already in that?
I may not make it through the end
okay.
of the show. And you're never too old to donate your organs. So, World War II veteran. This was the life of Dale Steele. Passed away at 100 years old there in Nebraska. But he had a perfectly healthy liver.
Aww.
Was an organ donor. And now has the distinction of being the oldest organ donor in United States history at 100 years old. As his liver moves on. So that's awesome. That's a great deal by Dale right there.
That's probably why he lived to be 100.
Of course, the recipient now wants nothing but Werther's Originals, but you know.
KB and Heather Lee.